Let's start with the Disney news today. I thought this was Marcus Leshock's department.
Normally, he is the bureau chief of all all things amusement park, but this is kind of also movie related, and that's why I'm including that Disney is going to be opening a new land in the Magic Kingdom. That is based on the Cars movie, the animated Cars movie. So I think this will be popular not only with little kids, but, you know, with auto heads, if you will. It's going to be coming to the Disney World Park in Florida. It's going to be called Piston Peak National Park. That will mean that the Rivers of America, Tom Sawyer Island, and Liberty Square Riverboat all will close on July 7th to make way for this new property. So they're always expanding out there in Disney,
yes,
you know, in the Disney worlds. But, you know, they own so many of the properties now, Star Wars and so many of the rest, that they can theme them after their Disney movies right now.
I love this story about movie star Jackie Chan and how he learned to speak English. Fill us in on this.
Well, he was on Kelly Clarkson's show. You know, he's got this new Karate Kid movie that's out right now. He was talking about how he learned to speak English. And I think a lot of people, you know, who came from immigrant families, where English was not the first language, can relate to this, that Jackie Chan said he learned to speak English not from television, like a lot of people say, but he learned by listening to country music. And his favorite song is You Were Always on My Mind,
nice.
the Willie Nelson song. But he said, you know, that's where he got the basics from it all. I'm surprised he doesn't have, you know, like a Texas twang or something to his accent. But, you know, a lot of people have said that they learn by watching our game shows, by watching I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
You know, many of the great American imports that have gone to other countries and the very first things that they are introduced to here in America.
Yeah, when Beatlemania first hit, we heard stories about kids learning English. Let's talk a little bit about the latest Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni story.
Oh, let me get my lawyer coat on here, because this is a very, there has been, some of the charges have been dropped by Blake Lively, but that does not mean that this whole thing is over. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, just to, you know, go back and refresh, starred in the movie It Ends With Us. There were lots of claims made on both sides that resulted in plenty of lawsuits on both sides. Some of those allegations were dropped yesterday. Specifically, Blake Lively's claims of intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Justin Baldoni's attorneys wanted to see medical records and her therapy notes if she was in emotional distress. But instead of turning over notes from her doctors, she just dropped those claims altogether. But the other claims, which I think are far more serious, of sexual harassment, retaliation against Baldoni, still remain. Now, he is countersuing her for extortion and defamation. And, you know, this is going to go on for a while, back and forth. And Blake Lively was trying to get Taylor Swift to be part of this. She sidestepped the whole thing. So this is a bona fide Hollywood lawsuit mess.
Yeah, the fun never stops.
Right now, it's if only they were singing You Were Always on My Mind. And just have some peace.
They need
together,
to,
right?
You were always on my mind.
Yep.
Coming up, we'll hear Arnold Schwarzenegger talking about his son's White Lotus role. Also, Dean will tell us what to watch on the streaming channels this week. WGN. Dean, it sounds like Arnold was mildly amused at his son's appearance in White Lotus.
Yeah, amused is a good word. Appearance is another. When you were saying that Arnold and Patrick Schwarzenegger talk about White Lotus, I thought you were talking like a euphemism for private parts.
No.
Bob could be, though. Bob don't play that, but it could have been. The son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, if you watch The White Lotus, was featured in a very prominent way this past season. Including nude scenes, nothing held back nude scenes in the movie. So Arnold and his son appeared at a forum where, they're just talking about both of their careers, the younger Schwarzenegger's emergence, in a big way on the, showbiz scene this year. And Arnold was a proud papa, I guess you might say. Take a listen.
I'm watching your show, and I'm watching you with your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden, I see the weenie. And I said to myself, what is going on here? I mean, this is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello.
God, the weenie.
You did the same thing in Conan and in Terminator and all of those films. You were naked, so don't complain about it. But it was kind of like a shock to me that you would follow my footsteps that closely.
Yeah. I don't know how some of these actors do some of the things that they do, knowing that at some point their parents or their children are going to see the things that they put on screen. But that, they were both laughing. And
you got to be fearless.
Laughing all the way to the bank, I imagine, with both of them.
Give us a few streaming coming attractions.
Well, we've got this movie Sinners that I've been telling you about. The Michael B. Jordan movie, which features a cameo from Chicago's own Buddy Guy in the movie. It is out this week for rent or for sale on Apple TV Plus, Prime Video, YouTube, and more. Bonus scenes, 18 minutes of deleted scenes. We have been running our conversation with the great Buddy Guy that we did, along with director Ryan Coogler of the movie. That's all up at WGNTV.com/Dean's List. So if you're interested in that movie, it is available on home video and just in time for Blues Fest, which is coming up this weekend. We've also got Ben Affleck's Accountant 2 on Amazon Prime Video that'll begin streaming tomorrow. Owen Wilson's got a new series out that's called Stick, which he plays a washed-up former pro golfer who takes on a young phenom. For the kids, or maybe some of you grown-ups that grew up with Phineas and Ferb, there is a brand new season that begins Friday on Disney Plus, and a couple of documentaries. One is the true story of a funeral director's unscrupulous practices that got him put behind bars. It's called The Mortician, and that's on HBO Max right now. Shaquille O'Neal has a documentary talking about his involvement in trying to revive the Reebok shoe brand. And for those of you who love the sexy singles in Paradise reality show, Love Island USA is streaming now on Peacock.
Sounds like you've got a good sandwich you're going to be making on WGN-TV for a rainy day.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is like so quintessentially summertime, and it's based on one of the most popular recipes that I've done since I've been doing this cooking segment, the barbecue chicken caramelized onion pizza. We've taken that and adapted it to be a slider. And at 9:30 this morning, I'm going to show you how incredibly easy it is to make this and how even more incredibly delicious it is in sandwich form. So that's a barbecued chicken, caramelized pizza, sliders. coming up a little bit later on. A lot of knife work. So again, so much potential for me to, you know, remove a finger, an arm.
Reason to wash. Yeah.
Get some stitches.
Send over a sack. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.